Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Glad to have you back here. Bill Michaels Show is on the air, and this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, coming up this Thursday night. It's the huddle. It's back. And join myself, my guests, as we talk Packers football, getting you ready for the Packers and the Vikings Thursday night, 6 to 8 on many of these same stations, brought to you by Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer as well. Unquestionably good. So, It's a rough way to start off the season, I'll tell you that right now. Mike McCarthy's team, well, Andy Dalton gets obliterated. And look, they're just bad. They're a bad football team. I don't know how else to put it. They just stink. And McCarthy is taking a ton of heat in Dallas right now. And it's Mike being Mike at the podium yesterday saying, we need to get better.
Okay, disappointing loss, disappointing division loss. I've stood in front of this camera too many times this year and spoke about the basics that we just haven't put together yet. I'll just start with, the turnovers. Obviously, it impacted the first half with the field position, and we didn't handle the adversity of it. The points off of the turnovers and really didn't get the run game going as we had planned, and then with that they ran the ball too well against us. So not a very good day. The unfortunate injury there to Andy obviously shifted us in a different direction offensively, but it's not what we're looking for. We need to be much better, and we're running out of time.
They're not listening to me. That's it. Season's over, and they're not listening to me. I talk about because when he goes into the whole spiel about the fundamentals, the basics, he can talk about the injuries and such, but they're not listening to me. My team's checked out. We're running out of time. So he talks about after Andy Dalton got hit. By the way, Bostic, who hit Andy Dalton for the Redskins, at least according to the NFL Network, will not be suspended, most likely fined, but not be suspended, which is a little bit surprising because Andy Dalton, even though he was going down, he had given himself up, but they're saying that he had already begun to launch himself prior to the actual slide. Maybe that's what saved him from being suspended. Regardless, Mike McCarthy, he says, not the response we wanted from our players after Dalton got hit.
Yeah, it was definitely, a hit that caused a disqualification. But yeah, we speak all the time about playing for one another, protecting one another. Definitely it was probably not the response that you would expect.
L- least guys came to his defense. We talk all the time about playing for one another, being for one. At least somebody did something. You know, at least somebody did something out there. Mike McCarthy says he still believes his team can overcome adversity.
I would say that, you know, there's adverse moments we didn't respond to. I clearly feel we'll overcome the adversity of what, you know, the experiences we've had in our season. So I do believe that.
I'm doing a great job. Everybody else sucks.
Stay positive, Bill.
Oh, man, it's a train wreck down in Dallas. It is an absolute train wreck. Here's the question, I guess, if you're Jerry Jones, okay? This is where you have to jump off. You got to step back and say, okay, Mike did not have he's a new head coach, had never met these players before, no OTAs, no mini camp, and the training camp was abbreviated. You have very little time to put in your philosophy. You come with a predetermination regarding the articles out of the Bleacher Report about who you are, what you are. You hire old dudes who, age doesn't mean you can't, reach the players, but you don't have time to reach them, and you're doing it through Zoom where guys can kind of mentally check out. So do you give Mike McCarthy a pass for an absolutely horrific season and say next year will be better? Or do you just get this thing to end and then make a move? Because Jerry Jones wants to see a chance. Jerry Jones is 78 years old. Now, I'm sure Jerry thinks he's going to live forever. And he's got 3, 4, 5 years really good left in him, maybe 10, you know, that type of thing. But do you cut bait now and try to figure out something else with some of these new innovative coaches that are coming off of this, you know, McVay, Shanahan tree type of situation? Or do you stick with Mike, a clear veteran, a guy that obviously believes that he can fix what's wrong? Dak was having a good season, but everybody believes he was padding his stats because it was a team that was falling so far behind so early and so fast that they had to throw the football. Or do you just say, you know what? No, this is it. That's going to be the end of the season for the Dallas Cowboys. But nobody's crying over spilt milk for the Dallas Cowboys. I'll tell you that right now. But it's just, I don't know if you're looking over that fence, watching it as a train wreck and laughing, or if you're I'm a little bit disappointed. I'm not kidding. I genuinely wanted to see a Packers Cowboys matchup at Lambeau Field in the postseason. That's what I was hoping for. And that's not going to happen. The Cowboys 2-5 on the season. Washington 2-5 on the season. The Giants 1-6 and the Eagles 2-4-1. That division sucks. It's just terrible. Holy mackerel. Anyway, that's Mike McCarthy, a little bit of the deciphering machine. How about the Cardinals? I mean, the Seahawks take their first loss of the season. Cardinals get the win 37-34. Kyler Murray, the controversy today is whether or not he saw DeAndre Hopkins in one-on-one coverage, and just before you hit him with a bomb, starts to smile as if he's, you know, a kid walking into Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. The Titans are now defeated. They are 5-1. The Steelers are 6-0 after that contest in Tennessee. Steelers get a 27-24 hard-fought victory there. So the Steelers right now, as you look at this, the Steelers, the only undefeated team in all of football. Kansas City 6-1. They beat up on the Broncos in the snow. But the Steelers, the only undefeated team standing in the National Football League. That's it. Baltimore Ravens, by the way, at 5-1. They got a big one coming up next weekend, but they are a +75. +75. Tied with Kansas City for the best overall net points plus minus, short of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are plus 80, and the Cardinals, by the way, over there in the NFC West, they're also plus 57. Packers, by the way, plus 38 on the season, plus 38. But, yeah, you start to look at some of the separation now that's starting to happen for some of these teams. It's shaping up to be a pretty solid season. You got a really good NFC West. You've got a pretty solid NFC North with two teams sitting at 5-1, possibly the Bears at 6-1 by the time it all ends. Detroit's got a couple of wins. They're figuring out, even though they've figured out ways to lose in the past, they're back to 500 at 3-3. Tampa Bay at 5-2, 4-2 is New Orleans. That NFC East, though, just flat out stinks. Flat out stinks. They have 7 wins total between 4 teams. That's it. Eagles, Washington, Dallas, and New York, 2-2-2-1. Good gosh. That's just flat out terrible. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Scholze Family Farms Beef. Scholze Family Farms Beef. Well, it had to happen. Everybody knows that. The chilly weather is back here in Wisconsin. And there's some of you diehards like myself that keep the grill fired up pretty much all year long. And you go for it, right? But for a lot of you, the cooler weather means it's time to take a break from the into the crock pots and the Instapots and all that kind of stuff. And the people at Scholze Family Farms Beef, they've got all the great meats that you need to make the delicious homemade chilies and stews and soups. Perfect for a weeknight meal. Maybe an idea, say, for something in the pitch. You got watching a big game like tonight. Maybe you're going to make some chili or something like that. Even if you stored away the grill, there's nothing like a great broiled steak or chops. You can just simply, you know, you can't beat the quality. Because they're good. Pasture-raised right here in Humbert, Wisconsin. And when you order online at SchulzeFamilyBeef.com, you can create your own custom order right now or choose from a variety of curated packages. And you know, with COVID cases on the rise, setting up a monthly beef subscription means less trips to the grocery store. So your shipment, it's packed in dry ice, arrives on your doorstep in just a couple of days. So go to SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. That's Scholze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. And check out that great selection. That's SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. When we come back, Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, going to join us. Coming up next to the Bill Michael Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Third down and 4. As Rodgers throws, it's Adams, makes the catch, and will take it in for his second touchdown today. 45 yards from Rodgers to Adams on third down.
That was something that we aimed to do, come out and kind of hit on all cylinders early and, you know, get me going so that I can be able to produce for this offense.
We're back, and we're glad you are here with us as well. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at New Mail Medical Center, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, beyond the borders. Look, if you got ED, low T, maybe you're slow, moody, sluggish, low energy, that type of thing, they can help you out. Or you just want to lose some weight. You know, COVID has not treated your body well, and you haven't either. And all you want to do is lose a little bit of weight, and maybe you can jumpstart it with the all-in-one weight loss plan from our friends over there at New Mail Medical. Just call them. One number all throughout the state. For all the locations, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our good buddy Mike Clemens. So, Mike, how did you see this game yesterday?
Let's see. What were my concerns? My concerns were that somehow under your Romeo Crennel and those two young coordinators he's got, the defensive coordinator who worked for Mike Pettine at one time, that I didn't expect much out of their defense. I assumed that Jamal Williams would be able to stand in for Aaron Jones like he did. But, you know, with Marcellus and J.J. Watt over there and Rick Wagner and Billy Turner trying to hold down left tackle, that concerned me that they might come up with something. And on the other side of the ball, I thought Deshaun Watson could still – his receivers are healthy. He's got Will Fuller out there. Well, now they're talking about trading to Cleveland. With Odell right. Beckham's got an ACL done for the year in Cleveland. I mean, that's it. These guys have got such a bad atmosphere going on since Bill O'Brien got fired that the Texans are – they already think they're on the trading block. There's all these rumors swirling around that the total rebuild is in. They're getting a new general manager. And so I don't even know if these guys are trying. And that's what we heard from the Texans about how bad their practices were. But in the meantime, they're making weird decisions, too. Like, you got Davante Adams healthy, lining up there, and they put a pretty good corner on him in Bradley Roby. That's a guy who was a first-round pick for the Broncos back in 2014, wearing number 21, and he's only out there for about three or four plays, and he has to leave the game with a knee injury. And, you know, you talk to Davante about some of the plays he made. He made a big third-down play on the sideline that sort of got them out on the roll, and Rodgers just keep on going to him. And he said that he actually struggled to see that pass on the sideline for that third down because of the lighting in NRG Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, those are the ones, and that actually happens a lot more often than people think. It's a tough, you know, you get in some of these domes, the ball's in the light line for a while, and I, like you said, I could not see the ball until basically to touch my hands. I kind of had an idea where it was, and I just had to squeeze on it. And, you know, that's just credit to Aaron for throwing the ball that, you know, I can catch without seeing.
Once Roby left the game, though, it seemed to really the dam burst over there with Davante.
Yeah, they brought in a kid named Philip Gaines. I mean, he's a special teamer. You know, they've had injuries. They had to move Lonnie Johnson, the rookie second-round pick last year that jacked Jay Sternberger during the joint practices, and they excused him from practice. He's a hard-hitting kid. Well, they moved him back to safety. Crennel did that after he took over as interim coach. He just thinks that was a better fit. Plus, they had injuries back there as well. So Davante talked about, you know, what did you think? What happened when you thought that Roby did not return in the game?
I mean, I look at everybody the same way, and I think I've said that a trillion times at this point, and there's no disrespect to anybody. You know, 21 is a hell of a player, and I'm not really sure what happened and why he didn't play. I would have loved that matchup as well, but, you know, at the end of the day, I can only eat what's in front of me. So at the end, I'm going to go out there and play and run my routes to win, no matter who's guarding me, as I always say. But, you know, that would have been a good matchup either way.
He's got to come back to the huddle, though, and look at Aaron Rodgers and go, hey, all day long.
All day.
All day long.
Exactly. And, you know, so 13 catches on 16 targets, 196 yards. That's a career high. At chunk plays half the time, averaging 15 yards. He had the one 45-yarder that went for the touchdown where they took a shot. But, you know, the question was, even when you lose, okay, you were going to try and go one-on-one with Roby, but why don't you shift the safety over? And they just kept on going man-on-man with him through the whole game. And Davante was saying, were you surprised you had man coverage then, one-on-one for the rest of the game?
Yeah, I a little bit wondering. Part of me just wanted to keep it out. I didn't even want to, you know, speak that up into the universe. Just I enjoy my one-on-ones. Those are fun over there. So anytime I can get them, I'm going to try to make sure we execute and we're on top of it. And I think Aaron has a little bit of, you know, his antennas go up when we do get those one-on-ones as well. And then if you want to double me, we see what happens there. We got other guys, even guys who are, you know, their number isn't called as much stepping up at this point. So not too worried about it. I love the one-on-ones and I'll take them all day. But if they do double me, then we got answers for that as well.
I know people are wanting this team to beat San Francisco and to beat Tennessee and to beat the Bears, and that's when you're going to start to believe. But it was a good win over a team that's on its way in a downward spiral, and the fact that the Packers had numerous guys missing I think makes it a good win in that sense.
And here's the other thing, Bill, is that the game for me kind of exposed how short they're getting at offensive line, and mm-hmm. We're not quite at the halfway mark of the season. You got Billy Turner. They moved him from right tackle to left tackle. And, you know, last year Billy Turner played right guard. He was fine in pass blocking. A lot of people thought, though, he left more to be desired in pass protection from the right guard position. And then I had that quote that we played on your show about a week ago from Adam Stanovich, offensive line coach, who came right out and said, you know what, I thought all along that Billy Turner was more of a tackle than a guard to begin with. And after Bulaga moved on, you know, I guess that's what the plan was. I mean, we thought for sure it was going to be Turner right guard, and then this Rick Wagner coming in from Detroit would take over for Bulaga. Well, it turns out he's the backup. Now, he played right tackle yesterday. Remember, he had to fill in for Bakhtiari when Bakhtiari went down. Now, David Bakhtiari didn't even get on the plane for this trip. Okay, he's listed with a chest injury. If it was a rib, I think the injury report would have said rib, but it's chest, which who knows what that is. If it's a pec muscle or something like that, and how long is he going to be out? You know, the next game you got coming up is the Vikings. Could you get past the Vikings? I know Danielle Hunter's done for the year, but could you get past the Vikings like you did week one without David Bakhtiari? So you got, right now, you got Billy Turner at left tackle, Rick Wagner at right tackle, and what was smart was how LaFleur went with Mercedes Lewis right there on J.J. Watt, double teaming, until they started moving J.J. Watt over to the left-hand side, back and forth, but they always had to keep an eye on 99 and double team him. Now the backups, if one of those guys gets hurt, it gets pretty thin. You got Yosh Nijman, the second-year kid, 6'7". They say that he's improved. I don't know how fast he is. He's a big kid, for sure. I think he's right guard material. I don't know if he can hold down at left tackle. He's 3'14", 24 years old out of Virginia Tech. And then guard John Runyon, you know, whose dad played for the Eagles, the rookie out of Michigan, he's basically a guard. If Corey Linsley goes out with a back injury again, then you'd have to move your right guard, Lucas Patrick, over to center. And after that, you don't have a backup anymore. You remember they drafted Jake Hansen? He was Justin Herbert's, the Chargers rookie quarterback, the center out of Oregon. He's on IR, and we don't know why. He went from practice squad to IR. And that other kid they drafted in the sixth round that's a guard or a tackle, Simon Stepaniak out of Indiana, he had a knee getting ready for the Gator Bowl last January and a torn ACL. So they ended up just sort of redshirting him. They hope he can be there. So the bottom line is, are those five guys you saw yesterday with Bakhtiari out, if one more guy gets hurt, one or two guys get hurt against the Vikings, they've got practice squad guys, Ryan Pope and Zach Johnson. That's it. It goes quickly if they start having those injuries. But nevertheless, Aaron Rodgers says, hey, you know what? It's pretty nice to get a win when you're down multiple starters.
And you don't want to, you know, obviously have the kind of guys who are so important to us out the entire season. But it does give you a lot of confidence. I was looking over practice, I think it was on Friday, and I counted, I think, eight TAB starters, you know, the beginning of the year that were in the rehab group. And, you know, that's not always the best feeling, but, you know, part of this league is next man up, and we need guys to step in and play well. There was, you know, it's not just on those guys. I think there's just a little extra onus on the veteran players that we got to step up and make plays. You know, Smash is coming in here in a second. He had two, you know, really big impact plays for us, but, you know, the consistency with guys like that and Z and Preston and Kenny, you know, and our guys on offense, you know, with Jamal and Corey and Billy and Rick and Lucas and Elton, you know, you need that consistency from your guys you really count on. And you just need, you know, those guys who step in to play as well as they can. And like I said, you know, it's, you know, not exactly what you expect at starting the season. Now we're in game six and Jace and Malik have touchdowns, but I'm really happy for him. I just can't believe Jace threw the ball into the crowd. I know Malik was holding on to that pretty tight, but, you know, first touchdown for both those guys.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Good little insight there when Aaron Rodgers talks about that first touchdown for those guys and throwing the ball in the stands. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back more with Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hey, through the end of October, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. No money down, no interest, no payments for 24 months. Think about it. You can replace your old leaky windows or doors right now. We know that the winter months are coming. We know that we saw some snow here this morning in my area. We've seen it up north. And if you're talking about a couple of different things, one, security. Everybody's talking about security in their own home now. Okay, then you've got to the beautification of your home, the value of your home, the economical factor. There's so many reasons why to do it right now. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they install year-round. There's no need to wait. You can make your home more energy efficient right now. You can Pella now and pay later, as they say, with no money down, no interest, no payments for 24 months, or 12-year, 2.99% APR financing to approve credit right now through the end of the month. Certain restrictions apply. See the showroom for details, or just simply go to PellaWI.com. It's free. Set up a free consultation, PellaWI.com. Pella.com. That's Pella.com. Good people over there. More with Mike Clemens coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Duke Johnson in the backfield. Off the fake to Johnson. Watson is wrapped up and sacked back at the 31-yard line. Za'Darius Smith.
You know the guys on the back end, man, it's hand in hand. When we're trying to get after the quarterback, man, it comes with coverage. And when we're rattling the quarterback, it comes with picks. So we all play as one, man, to try to be dominant in the pass game. But like I said, man, we got to continue to work on that run game and tackle them.
A fundamental that has been problematic at times for this defense, to say the very least, without guys like Kevin King, Darnell Savage Jr., Kirksey. They are missing quite a few pieces defensively as well. Those are the words of Za'Darius Smith. Welcome back. Mike Clemens alongside. I'm Bill Michaels. Hey, reminder, I don't know what kind of coverage we're going to have this year for Super Bowl, but we do have some great people that have helped us out over the years. Our friends at Stenny's, Second and National and Walker's Point, man, they still have games on. They're still doing a lot of curbside delivery. Don't forget about our friends at Stenny's and our buddy Dwayne up there in Wausau. Dwayne's covered all. My boat is up there right now. He's a great guy. And not only do they do great boat work, but many different things for businesses. As a matter of fact, some companies out of Chicago right now sending him a bunch of desk chairs and such for their office. It's cheaper to have them redone than it is to just buy new ones. But if you need anything reupholstered, go to Dwayne'sCoverItAll.com. That's Dwayne'sCoverItAll.com. So, Mike, this defense somewhat depleted, and they're still getting wins, and that's all you can hope for while guys are down, much like Aaron Rodgers talked about a little bit earlier.
Yeah, the injuries include Chris Barnes, who had to leave the game. You see him all over the field with the radio helmet, number 51. They put in Ty Summers, and it seemed like Deshaun Watson was going after number 44. They actually scored a touchdown on him as well. Then they brought in Kamal Martin, who, you know, was terrific in training camp, went down for a knee surgery. That was his first snaps. They brought him in toward the end of the game. So at least they got him on the field. They got a lot of guys on the field yesterday, like Kadar Holman. You know, Josh Jackson was in for Kevin King, and then you've got Darnell Savage, your safety. He's out with a quad as well. Starting safety, top draft pick, last year. And they put in Will Redmond. Raven Green, who they like at that safety hybrid linebacker spot, who would line up as the Mike linebacker. You could hear Deshaun Watson say 24 is the Mike, but Green ends up leaving the game with an oblique injury. So they get these guys banged up. But I just want to make one observation. Does it seem like this whole Smith brothers charisma or buzz is kind of faded lately?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, because we have not heard. It hasn't been jovial, or they haven't been doing things together. I don't know if Preston's in a different place right now, but I mean, Mike, we've talked about
time.
It.
You spent time with Za'Darius last season.
Yeah.
You got to know. And so I don't know if it's the quarantining and stuff that has affected their act. They bring them out to talk to us on Fridays, and it's just like they've got nothing to say. And because it comes out late Friday afternoon, it doesn't really get into much of the news cycle, you know, getting into the weekend, because people are paying more attention to college football and the Badgers now and those other kinds of things. It's just I've mentioned that to some of the other guys that cover the team, and they feel the same way. I mean, you know, Za'Darius got his sack. Preston made a nice, you know, big play. You saw the Za'Darius with his hand in the ground and the three technique over the guard. So he's not just standing out there right outside linebacker, you know, the two bookends like they were last year, the Smith brothers, with the big pass rush. They're using him in different ways. It's just something. And the only other thing is that, you know, Za'Darius even said, yeah, you know, Coach LaFleur called me in last week, and that motivated me. Like, even LaFleur is trying to give these guys a little bit of a kick in the butt. I don't know. It's just a strange situation. But in the meantime, the guy who's kind of the spokesperson for the defense these days is not one of those linebackers, but it's your veteran safety, Adrian Amos. And we talked to him after the game about, you know, no Kevin King, no Darnell Savage, but these other guys are filling in.
Everybody has their role. And then when things happen, people go down, people have to step up, and you have to maintain that same standard that we have. I think the guys that came in, they did very well for what they was asked to do. And I feel like overall, we contained them. We contained the vertical passing game. You know, they may have had a couple of things on a couple of the drives, but I think for the most part, everybody that came in and played well.
You know, I agree with you. I think that there's something there right now that isn't quite right. I don't know what to read into it, Mike, because we're not there. You know what I mean? And we can't get that access to kind of see if everything's okay. You can't see their interaction in the locker room after the game or during the week. So I don't know what things are going on right now defensively. I know it's not terrible. I know that yesterday, Preston Smith looked rather jovial to be able to get his sack yesterday or to get into the backfield yesterday. So it's not like things are, you know, contentious, you know what I mean?
But we both know if you're serious, you got to do more than just rely on Aaron Rodgers and his arm and Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones. You know, you've got to have some swagger on that defense, and that gets to be vocal on and off the field, even featured for the games. It's that leadership you need when the chips are down, like you were last week in Tampa. Who's stepping up? Who's going to turn this thing and get the momentum going back the other way? Like Zadarius did with that big play on Taysom Hill against the Saints. Now, how about your backfield on offense and Aaron Jones? We talked to him Friday afternoon. He said that at Thursday's practice in pads is when the calf muscle started going on him. He didn't think it was that bad at first. He talked about it Friday afternoon.
So my calf get tight during practice, really didn't pay much attention. And then after, you know, throughout the later parts of the day, that's when I started to feel it. And then came in this morning and we took a look at it. And I feel like I'm confident I can play, but I know our trainers and doctors have the player's best interest in mind. So I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure I can get out on the field, but it's up to the team doctors.
Yeah, it's probably best that they sat him. I mean, you're talking about a team I hate to overlook any team because you can get beat on any given Sunday, but it wasn't a necessity to play him against the Houston Texans. You would like to see him ready for the Minnesota game and maybe even more so for that San Francisco game.
Maybe, well, yeah. I don't know if he's going to play against Minnesota. I don't know guys that come back a week later from a calf. I just don't. I don't. And the way that they treated Devontae Adams, where they made it a week or two after he thought he was okay, and they waited another week or two. Who knows if they play Aaron Jones this week? We'll see. In the meantime, thank goodness, Jamal Williams stepped up, had the game that you know that he's capable of, both, you know, I mean, over 100 yards, you know, total line from scrimmage between catches and runs and everything. Tyler Irvin, Swerve, was out of the game. He's still got this wrist injury. A.J. Dillon got a couple of snaps. And then on special teams, you know, they elevated this Dexter Williams kid, the sixth-round pick out of Notre Dame last year, wearing number 22. And I saw him on punt coverage, and I thought, whoa. So Dexter Williams got activated from practice squad. And, I mean, he should be your third back. But, you know, he just doesn't seem to pick up the offense. Do you know who – you know that blocked punt by J.K. Scott, which was by one of their backup running backs, Buddy Howell? He came right up the middle. Mm-hmm. You know who's supposed to do that? Dexter Williams.
Oh.
He was lined up as the halfback protector on that. He's not even looking up the middle. The guy comes right up the A-gap, and Dexter Williams blows that. I mean, he can't even, you know. So, and you look at the practice squad. So, if Aaron Jones is out in a couple of weeks, you got Jamal, you got A.J. Dillon. Tyler Irvin, I don't know how bad that wrist is. And that's it. You're out of running backs. You're out of running backs.
Right.
So it happens fast sometimes with these depth charts. They've got a lot of receivers on that practice squad. They've got a lot of defensive linemen. There aren't no more running backs coming up anytime soon. And then you go to the other side of the ball and the Texans. And Brandon Cooks, who's, you know, been around the league, two or three different teams, now he's with the Texans. They thought that they were going to be a playoff team again this year. And he was asked after the game with the media about why can't you guys sustain drives?
Brandon, what do you think you guys can do to be more consistent? We see the flashes. We see the ability. What do you think you guys can do to be more consistent on offense?
Be more consistent in practice.
I'm sorry. Could you elaborate on that? I mean,
just are what you repeatedly do. I think we can be more consistent in practice, and I think that'll show in the game. As far as getting into the details, that's, you know, we keep, once again, keep that in the building, but just being more consistent at practice as well.
And as someone that's been traded many times, what do you tell your teammates you head into the trade deadline? Obviously, that creates a lot of uncertainty, and Romeo tried to clear the air about that before this game. What do you tell your teammates?
You know, at the end of the day, you just got to, once again, continue to focus and do what you can. Those things are out of guys' control. So you can't be thinking about that. You know, you just got to go and show up to work and show that you love this game and be there for your teammates, you know, regardless what the rumors are. You know, there's so many lies out there in our media today. And so we just got to tune out that noise and focus within our building. And that's the most important thing. You know, I know it's a cliche answer, but I think that's what you got to do.
Yeah, again, tune out the noise. Always seems to be the cliche answer to go to. Mike, you got another segment on you?
I do.
Let's do this. We'll step away. We'll come back. We're going to hear from inside the Texans locker room and kind of wrap up this game from yesterday. Stay tuned. Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. We got more right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Third down at 3. As Watson is wrapped up, down he goes. Adrian Amos with his first sack of the season.
Adrian Amos getting into the act. Packers get a win. How good a win was it? Just kind of wrapping up our coverage of that win against the Texans. Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And so, Michael, look, this contest with the Texans, and I know some of the Texans are extremely frustrated. They've never been in this position before. But this is a team, like you had mentioned, in disarray. So it just depends on whether or not you should have beaten a bad team well, or you know what I mean? It's like people expected them to go in and drill them 70-0, and then maybe, just maybe, they would think that this is a pretty good team.
Yeah, and Deshaun Watson's got some targets to throw to. For the most part, I think he had time to perform. He had a quarterback rating of 114 out of this thing yesterday. Got a lot of yards in so-called garbage time late in the game. But he's also the second leading rusher on the team. I mean, he's not getting enough help with that with just David Johnson back there. And so, you know, again, this comes back to me every week of the season so far. Something that the Packers GM Brian Gutekunst said about the second week of camp, when he was asked, hey, this must be a real luxury having 16 guys on the practice squad, additional four or five players added to get through COVID in case there's a COVID spread through your locker room. He goes, you know what? I think there's going to be a lot of injuries this year with no preseason, just throwing guys on the field. And he was absolutely right. Just the key injuries and the turnover that's happened as well. And that's what Deshaun Watson said after going 1-6 now. He said this is like the longest first half of a football season he's ever experienced.
COVID to coaching change to losses to success to family. I mean, just everything. You know, so it's a good time for me to be able to kind of decompress this bye week, figure out, you know, the second half of the season, the body and mind, and just find some time and then come back to work and, you know, just try to finish it off as strong as possible.
Look, that's all you can do. I mean, I know J.J. Watt alluded to it, too, whether or not you're playing for pride or you're playing for yourself or what have you. But he had a lot of things to say after his performance yesterday.
Yeah, and there's no better leader than J.J. Watt. He's 31 now, 6'5", 290 pounds. He keeps on coming back from some of these incredible injuries and thinking that this is going to be the year, and he thought he had a decent team. And listen how this guy is at the end of his rope heading into a bye week, 1-6.
J.J., what's it like chasing Aaron Rodgers and getting close to him and then find out he's already completed a great pass down the field?
I mean, what do you think that's like? Not great.
J.J., we've kind of asked you these questions several times this year, but now you're going into the bye week at 1-6. What are your feelings about this team going forward?
got to get better.
JJ, as a leader, as a veteran on the team, what do you tell your teammates the way the state of the season, the state of the team right now, as far as holding it together, keeping it together?
Show up to work and do your job.
Hey, JJ, how would you assess your level of confidence in this defense and in this team right now, considering where everything is?
I mean, we're 1-6. You are what your record says you are.
I understand that you don't coach or play DB, but could you speak to how the injury to Bradley Roby just kind of threw things off for you guys in terms of whatever your game plan was today?
No, I know nothing about that.
Could you talk about the way Rodgers played today and compare it to the ways you'd seen him play earlier and when you guys played against him?
He played very well today.
What did he do that made him play well?
Threw the ball to the receivers and they caught
it. JJ, y'all came close last week in the second half. Your defense had several stops in a row. So there was a chance something could happen if your offense could have done something. Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel for this team going forward?
Just got to go to work, get better.
How would you characterize your emotions at this point? Just kind of, I would say it's frustrating. It's tough. You're not accustomed to losing around here.
Yeah, frustrated. I'm angry. I mean, sucks. I don't know. I don't know what else I'm supposed to feel.
Thanks, JJ.
There you go, man. What a – talking about angry.
He's, you know, he wants to be loyal to Bob McNair, the owner, and you know, for drafting him. He wants to win a championship for Houston. The trade deadline is a week from tomorrow. I think he wants out. I think he
yeah.
Let me catch on with one team that needs some help on the defensive line, and so I have a shot at getting back in the playoffs because at 31, I don't know how many snaps this guy's got left in him.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. Mike, good stuff as always. We will chat again later this week, okay?
Thank you, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Mike Clemens rounding things out for us today on a Monday. Back at it tomorrow. Would you trade for J.J. Watt? Also, we'll talk more about the Big Ten and that Big Badgers win on Friday night. Time for us to go. Have a good one. See you.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!